Last week, we brought you a different sports story, this one about some of the top adaptive athletes in the world who play professional tennis while using wheelchairs. Tonight, we bring you the story of an amateur athlete, Minda Dentler, who has this brief but spectacular take on finding strength through sports.
I take the subway to work. And sometimes, you know, when I go up the stairs in the subway, people will, like, pat me on the back and say, oh, good job, like, as if, like, I've achieved something by, like, going to work. I was born in Bombay, India. When I was about 6 months old, I contracted polio. It's a disease that affects your nervous system, so my legs became paralyzed. My birth mother, she realized that she couldn't take care of me, so she decided to leave me at an orphanage. I was adopted by an American family at age 3 and a half, and I moved to Spokane, Washington. I have a sister the exact same age as me. I was crawling on the ground, and my sister was running around being a typical toddler. It took a long time for me to be able to walk. I had to undergo a number of surgeries to basically straighten out my hips and my legs so I could use leg braces and crutches to walk. All of the kids around me, they were able to run and jump, and, you know, recess time was the worst for me because I wouldn't be able to do much of anything. When I was in business school, one of my friends was training for a marathon. One day she was like, hey, Minda, I think you should check out this organization. It's called Achilles International, and it's a club for athletes with disabilities. It took me 3 or 4 months to get the courage to make a phone call. And fortunately, the person who answered the phone was Eck Trom, who is actually the founder of Achilles. And he said, hey, you know what? We have practices on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Why don't you just show up at 6:30 on Tuesday and I'll loan you my bike. I showed up on Tuesday. He loans me his bike. And that was the first time that I was able to feel the wind in my hair. And I went really slow. I went like maybe 100 yards, but it was the coolest feeling to ride a hand cycle for the first time. To train for the Ironman World Championship, it was about a 9-month endeavor. And this was day in, day out, doing the workouts. My husband was super involved in my journey and the preparation. I made the swim time limit, I made the bike time limit, and finally when I was on that run, I was ecstatic. I knew, like, I had a marathon to go, but I knew that I had it in the back. And by the time I made that final right-hand turn onto Lee Drive, I realized how much it really meant to me to finally get it done.
You are an inspiration, Minda, and you are an Ironman.
I was so excited, but I was in a lot of pain too, because I had been exercising for a whole 14 hours and 39 minutes, but crossing that finish line was something else. By completing the Ironman World Champion and just being successful in my life, having a full-time job, having a family, getting married, having a degree, I think gives me that confidence knowing it doesn't matter who I am, what I look like, you know, I'm able to be successful. My name is Minda Dentler. This is my brief but spectacular take on living with my disability.
And that's an inspiration. And you can find more episodes of our Brief But Spectacular series at pbs.org/newshour/brief.